The first scripture reading comes from the book of Job, chapters 1, verse 1, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And you can find it in the Old Testament, page 453. There was once a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. One day the heavenly beings came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered, "From the Lord, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. He still persists in his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him for no reason." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Skin for skin, all that people have, they will give to save their lives. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and flesh, and he will curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, he is in your power, only spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and inflicted loathsome sores on Job, from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Job took a potsherd with which to scrape himself and sat among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still persist in your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as any foolish woman would speak. Shall we receive the good at the hand of God and not receive the bad?" And all this Job did not sin with his lips.
The second scripture reading is in 1 Corinthians 11:23-32. It's found in the New Testament on page 173. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord. Examine yourselves and only speak in tongues. And outsiders or unbelievers enter, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophecy..." Sorry. Wait. Yeah, sorry. "Examine yourselves and only then eat all of the bread and drink of the cup. For all of those who eat and drink without discerning the body eat and drink judgment against themselves. For this reason many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are not judged, but when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world."
There is a gospel reading that today comes from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 14. Starting with verse 17. "When it was evening, he came with the 12. When they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, 'Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me who was eating with me.' They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, 'Surely not I.' And he said to them, 'It is one of the 12 who is dipping into the same bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one to have not been born.' And while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, take. This is my body. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it, and he said to them, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.